10 minutes after 9, welcome back to Radio Islam International, and time now for our weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
An interesting pick this morning, Mawlana, Babylon's Ark by Lawrence Anthony.
Yes, Mawlana, a listener to this program suggested that we review this book. South Africans really don't know about the strange and unusual in a way intervention in the Iraqi war of 2003 that was led by a South African vet and a conservationist by the name of Lawrence Anthony. He was quite a famous South African vet and conservationist, and in this book he details how through a series of complex maneuvers he entered Iraq after the first American invasion, and he led the fight to save what was left of the Baghdad Zoo. Most of the animals were killed by war, and some were lost through looting. The remainder of them were starved in filthy cages, and there were no staff really to care for them. So in this book, Lawrence Anthony describes how he, along with the zoo's former deputy director and several brave workers, they risked daily danger in a war-torn country to save the bears, the lions, the tigers, the monkeys, and the birds. Anthony himself had to fend off looters with a gun that he obtained from one of the more sympathetic U.S. soldiers there. And he also spent his own funds for equipment and departed the use of a satellite phone at one occasion for food and other essentials. So he vividly recounts the rescue of the animals, even besides the ones at the zoo. There was another Luna Park Zoo. There they were kept in appalling conditions, and then Saddam's prized Arabian horses were saved from being sold on the black market even. So this story begins by describing the Baghdad Zoo, which was one of the finest in Arabia. And Anthony and two keepers from the Kuwait City Zoo find themselves driving the only vehicle at that time that was attempting to cross the border into Iraq. And the Americans at that time had just completed what they called the shock and awe campaign. And this South African conservationist now knew that the zoo that was located in the heart of Baghdad would need his help. And he laments the fact that in all cases of human use hostility, it is always the animals that get caught in the middle, and they suffer horribly. So he then felt that he has to do something about this. We read in the book about his abilities at times to pull strings, make connections, sometimes legal connections, sometimes even illegal connections, his abilities to sweet-talk the bureaucrats. And he did some truly remarkable things with the help of, at times, some American military and others. He brought the Baghdad Zoo back from the brink of destruction. And there are interesting accounts how he and his team managed, for example, to get, after the generator was destroyed at the zoo, to get water back into the zoo from canals in buckets that they got, that they said they liberated from the former five-star hotel there, how they had to feed the animals old and moldy vegetables, and even some of the soldiers' rations were fed to the animals themselves. They had to defend the zoo sometimes themselves from looters. The bear, Saidi, he was called, killed three of the looters at the zoo when they tried to enter into his encampment. And he tries then to rescue the remains of Saddam Hussein's son, Uday. Uday Hussein had a private zoo. And the picture the book paints of Uday Hussein and his antics really is not a very, very pretty one at all. Anthony and his companions slowly are able to get some normality to the zoo. And in addition to the zoo animals, he worked to rescue Saddam Hussein's family collection of exotic animals. At the time then, there was a organization called Care for the Wild International. And they stirred up some controversy when they announced to the media that she planned to relocate, or the organizer of this organization planned to relocate all the Saddam Hussein's and the Hussein family's lions back to South Africa. So this was a decision and an announcement that angered the Iraqi government. The Lions were eventually prohibited from leaving Iraq, and the Iraqi people felt that, look, these are our property, they should not leave Iraq. But in any case, South Africa and Iraq featured in the news at that time with this announcement. Throughout this book, one gets a sense of the author's love for animals and his anger at how they suffer sometimes at the hands of humans. The author really takes no position as far as the invasion is concerned. His goal is for his mission, and he recounts that mission very, very dramatically, in the sense that it gives us a good and a gripping story. There are also 8 pages of color photos, and the book is 240-odd pages, one and a half. Good read. About the author, Lawrence Anthony himself, he was, as I said, he had a game reserve of his own, Tula Tula, and he was well known as a South African, as a conservationist, as a vet himself. In his last book, The Last Rhino, he speaks about how he went into the Congo, and the Congo at that time was controlled by the Lord's Resistance Army. He was at times even ready to take up an armed response against some of the poachers there when he heard that there was only a few of these northern white rhinos that were left in the wild, and they were going to be extinct. His other famous book besides The Last Rhino is a book called The Elephant Whisperer, and this discusses a group of again very rare breed of elephants that were in his reserve at the Tula Tula game reserve, and how he then develops a bond with the elephants, and it's also a very well written book, because it speaks about some very interesting characters and exotic wildlife there, and certainly animal lovers will enjoy that book. So he's got 3 books then: Babylon's Ark, this one, and then The Elephant Whisperer, and also The Last Rhino. But this book, Malana, is really The Babylon's Ark is a good read, and we would recommend that our readers try to obtain it. It's available now at most bookshops. One can pick it up, and it costs over 100 and just over 100 and more.
And what's the print like, Manana? Is it 240 pages?
No, but very good, Manana. Easy to read, and not difficult to read at all, Manana. Easy book.
Manana, jazakallah khairan for the time. Much appreciated.
It's a pleasure, Manana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Babylon's Ark by Anthony. And 3 books Manana spoke about: The Elephant's Whisper, and also The Last Rhino. They are available just above 100 rands, or just depends where you get it from. Some people will sell it at a higher price, and will sell it at a lower price.